I in the baptismal tank. You know that we have a tradition at our church that the person being baptized has someone read their testimony. So we're going to try just a little bit different thing here today. Steve and his son and their family made a DVD. And so at the appointed hour, Walden or someone will start the DVD and watch it, because this is Stephen and his family's testimony.
Hi, I'm Stephen Tsai, and today I'm going to get baptized. But before we proceed, I thought I'd give you a little bit of history about myself and how I came to this decision. It started when I was a young man. I was 15 years old, a sophomore at Roseville High School, when I first accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was rather cool back then, I thought. And a few months after that, I was baptized in the at Oliver Baptist Church as a Baptist.
I was walking at UNH, attending some drama class, and I noticed a cute guy. He asked me out. Our first date was at Farrah. We laughed and we talked. We had so much in common.
And we found out that we were born on the same day. We found out that we sort of enjoyed the same kind of stale jokes. And we also found out that we both had a great love for Jesus and for sharing.
That's when I told him I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
I didn't know what that meant. I knew that we both loved each other, and we both had the same love for God, but also knew that we were different.
We got married. We had three kids. He was a sports writer. I was a preschool teacher. We worked long hours. It's something to continue. Kid out of church.
Hi. Hi. What did I do?
Through the years, I maintained a relationship with Jesus, and I've always felt that I tried to do things the right way. But I also started to learn a little bit more about the Adventist Church and its ways. And while the faith I was always brought up with shared the same principles as the Adventist Church, that is, being led by the Bible and the love of God, I also felt that I was more moved toward the way of the Adventists and how they embrace things and their approach to relationships. And so probably a few years ago, I decided that was something I've always wanted to do and something I've always felt a calling for. But as you know, as time goes on, the things that were in my heart, I never had vocalized. And I think baptism is bringing out what's in your heart and making it publicly known. And that's what I'm doing today, and that's why I'm getting baptized. And because of that, I now feel my family and my life are complete.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, we got another church.
That's all I'm doing here.
Yeah. You don't want to be left behind, Dad.
Hey, Stephen, we're in church. And it's a privilege for me and an honor, and I give God all the glory, to be able to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.